let me take the second one first. Our data, you're right, the data is only good as those who are typing it in. We put together a panel of people that is people in law enforcement, but also we have people who have identified themselves as anarchists. We have a convicted felon. We have a transgender activist. We have data scientists who are not even aware that there's a presidential election going on. So we've tried very hard to make the data inclusive. You are welcome to go on to streetcredsoftware.com/PKIC and download the data yourself. And you can actually do any kind of analysis that you want. We encourage it. So the data, the only way that you can be sure that the data is good is if the data is open. Our data is open and you have the right to go out and use it. Secondly, when it comes to the thin blue line concept, there have been cases of this. There's also been, I would think it's more interesting when officers lie. We recently had a case in Los Angeles, California, where Chief Beck recommended prosecution for the first time in his tenure as chief against an officer, not necessarily for what he did, but for the fact that he lied about it. I will say this. As a police officer who has personally arrested another police officer for a crime and had my entire agency and my chief stand next to me at the trial, I would ask you whether your opinion there is based truly on experience or whether it's based on basically television and film. Because in my experience, when I arrested another officer, I had the total support of everyone in my department.